The enemy has fought this ministry almost from its inception, but his hand has continually been stayed, kept from the devastation he has continually tried to bring. The stain of his hand is the result of prayer, and only prayer. There were times that only a few prayed, but the few were always enough to hold back the destruction the enemy tried to bring. Not once, not twice, but countless times he has come to try to overthrow the work I am doing through this ministry. I raised up a man and a people for a work that I have yet to complete. It is an ongoing work that is finishing one phase of ministry in preparation for beginning another, and this has required much enduring. As a result of those who have been faithful, who have received of my grace to endure, many, many lives and ministries have been brought forth in equipping, so that they too would be able to stand, and having done all to stand strong in me. The season is one of great wrestling, a season long enduring, and the enemy has brought his attempts at destruction from many directions. But my hand has been able to prevail through my standing ones who have not relented as they have continued to draw near and nearer to me. I have a work yet to do through this ministry, where many shall still come and many shall still go, but in greater numbers. Some, many even as now, will never set foot on the land of the ministry, but will be raised up and trained through advancements I am bringing technologically. No man can do what I have planned. It will be the work of my Spirit in collaboration with those who have bound themselves together in me. It is a holy work I am doing, and one which the enemy will try to compromise, but he will not prevail, as the hearts of men and women stay bound together, walking in increasing degrees of abiding in me. This is a work that will not be thwarted, as my vessels stay on their faces before me. The hand of the Lord began this work, and the hand of the Lord will finish the work through the glorious process of fellowship with me. This is the cornerstone upon which this work is founded, and this is the cornerstone by which the ministry has been and will be sustained by me. I have a plan of a glorious end for all those who abide in me. For abiding in me is abiding in the glory of my kingdom will, in purposes established in me. The glory of the latter shall be greater than the glory of the former as my Spirit continues to lead. Set your sights on promises, but above all, set your sights continually on me, for only in this beam of focus will my promises come to pass that each one is holding. Many things have been said concerning individual lives and the work I have been working in this ministry. My words are faithful, and they are true. And as each one continues to rise in the standing that is in me, your eyes shall see and your heart shall rejoice at my strength that sustains, and at my peace and wisdom that continually lead to greater and greater degrees of life in me and the plans and purposes I am working. I am the one who is faithful, and I am the one who is true. And as you remain in the place of heart to heart and face to face fellowship with me, I will do that which my heart has set out to do through this work. I and my body are one, and there are many things I have yet to speak, and many things my Spirit has to teach as you hold fast in your place in me and as you increase in your love and in your devotion to me. Your greatest days are now, even as your greatest days are yet to be. For that is the essence of daily life in me. Though your beginnings have been small, They are not small in the eyes of my seeing. Your beginnings have been faithful. In your beginnings, you have endured. And in your beginnings, you have continually increased in your devotion to me. These are the necessary ingredients for me to work the work I have been working through this ministry. It is not a man's hand that has brought you this far, nor is it a man's hand that will take you onward in me. Though the enemy still rages and is fighting against this work on many fronts, in having done all to stand, in standing you will prevail in me. Let your devotion, your faithfulness, and your love for me continue to be your strength as you continually increase in me. Eyes have not yet seen all the plans that I am working through the work of this ministry. Know that I am faithful, and your eyes will see what my hand has been working, and you shall be a great fruit-bearing tree by which many will feed from me. Continue to be faithful. Continue in me.